Name that conjures up memories of the past and the present, a name that by itself is panacea, a name that strikes a chord and sets every string of every heart reverberating, a name that is sweeter than sweetness itself. To the possessor of that name, be his possessions with hearts filled with the love he poured in, now brimming with gratitude, humbly offered to him all that is his and will forever be, we ourselves. Dear Most Daima, we, thy angels of the 10th and the 12th from the Sri Satya Sai Primary School, humbly offer at your divine lotus feet a program entitled Tumse Hi Sikha Humne Jeena. Duality are the characteristics of an ocean. Small beginnings, incremental improvements, and sustained progress leads to legendary possibilities. A rivulet begins with just a trickle, slowly grows into a stream, undergoes a prolonged voyage, rich with twists and turns, and finally merges into the infinite and perpetual ocean. Same is the saga of a Sai student. Dearest Swami, today opportunity knocks at our door, and we, your students, would consequently take this chance to recollect a few of those memories. Memories that began in the year 1998 and will continue forever. Even before my fingers uncurled, they were already in safe hands, a hand that I would know and hold on forever. Swami, you take care of us even before we are born. When my mother was carrying me, she had to undergo a series of tests, and one of them was the ultrasound.
even before when the first ultrasound was done and the reports came. They didn't come with the good news, but they came like a thunderstorm at our doorstep. For they said, my mother was carrying twins who were joined. My entire family was dumbstruck and fear-stricken. But at that juncture, my mother knew that she had to battle between two words, a yes or a no. Having firm faith in Swami's love and compassion, she said a firm yes, and that was her best. But my family was still unconvinced, and they sent my mother for two more rounds of ultrasound. But the reports refused to take a different turn. Now my mother knew it was only Swami's name that could help her. And then she told Swami, Swami, I know what you do it the best. And every day after that day, she would chant Sai Gayatri and pray firmly to Swami. When the D-Day arrived, and all crossed their fingers, hoping for a miracle, and the doctors thought what the report said, that alone was going to happen. But little did they know that there is a power more powerful than that of man. And God decided to do the unexpected. For my mother gave birth to two children, a boy and a girl, who were separate and not joined. Bhagwan, that day she knew she had to offer back these two gifts to you. Swami, if today I stand here and am able to share this experience with everyone, it's because of your infinite love and compassion. I love you so much, Swami.
मिला है। అనాథనాథుడవు, ఆపద్బాంధుడవు, తల్లి ప్రేమలోపలి హాయివై, తండ్రి నేర్పించు క్రమశిక్షణ రూపమువై,
కను పాపవై, కంటికి రెప్పవై, మా బహిప్రాణమై, మా అంతరంగమువై, సాయి అంటే ఓయి అంటూ
ఒక్క అడుగు నీ వైపు వేస్తే పది అడుగులు మా వైపు వేస్తూ, ఓ సన్మార్గదర్శక సదాచరణ ప్రదాయక, మీకివే మా వందనాభివందనములు.
స్వామి, నీ ప్రేమ తేనె కన్నా తీయనిది,
వెన్న కన్నా మృదువైనది, తల్లి ఒడివలే వెచ్చనిది,
పసి పాప నవ్వు వలె సొగసైనది.
అది పాటల పల్లకిలో
గీతాలాపనలో
కూర్చి పాడినప్పుడు
కలిగే ఆనందం అంతా ఇంతా కాదు స్వామి.
స్వామి, ఇప్పుడు మీ పాదాల చెంత మా కృతజ్ఞతను అర్పిస్తున్నాను.
జనకులు పంచే ప్రేమ కన్నా సాయి మాత ప్రేమే ఎంతో మెన్న. జనని జనకులు పంచే ప్రేమ కన్నా సాయి మాత ప్రేమే ఎంతో మెన్న. తేనే కన్నా చక్కెర పాల కన్నా సాయి మాత పలుకే ఎంతో తీయనా. తేనే కన్నా చక్కెర పాల కన్నా సాయి మాత పలుకే ఎంతో తీయనా. జని జనకులు పంచే ప్రేమ కన్నా సాయి మాత ప్రేమే ఎంతో మెన్నా. శివ శంకరుడైనా చిన్ని కృష్ణుడైనా, శివ శంకరుడైనా చిన్ని కృష్ణుడైనా, అన్ని రూపాలైన సాయినే కొలుగుమన్న, అన్ని రూపాలైన సాయినే కొలుగుమన్న. జనని జనకులు పంచే ప్రేమ కన్నా సాయి మాత ప్రేమే ఎంతో మెన్నా. భావరాగ తాళయుక్త గానముతో పరమాత్ముని చేరుడే సులభమన్నా. సపమ
Lord, little did I know that my part in your divine mission had begun when my father told me about this divine temple of learning. At the age of 6, I entered into the portals of this holy institution. My teacher checked my luggage and asked me to go to class to meet my friends. I felt very uneasy. I saw many unfamiliar faces. I immediately ran back to my father as a feeling of strangeness enveloped me. My teacher consoled me, brought me back, and I was slowly consumed by the day's activities. The second day awaited me with memorable surprises. The day being a Sunday, the entire primary school came for darshan. We were waiting eagerly when the Vedic hymns resounded indicating his arrival. We sat near the Krishna and Swami came in a red buggy and glided through the massive crowds. He came straight to us. We looked up at him with innocent eyes and then began our love story. Swami then started conversing with us very lovingly.
He asked our names or which place we hailed from. With his brow raised and a beatific smile, as we answered him, he met our eyes with an all-knowing smile and gently patted us for those beautiful, memorable few moments which seemed like eternity to us. Our gaze stood transfixed on Swami. He seemed to have stopped time and we our breaths. So truly breathtaking was his holy form, his loving actions, his nectarine words. He seemed to have captured our hearts then and forever. Swami, if our hearts beat, it is only for thee. We were to stay and stay with it. Lord, give me the strength to surrender my strength to thy will with love.
Magnificence and grandeur enrapture small children. Back to the time when I was a kid of six, nothing less than the glittering golden Ganesha fascinated me. My mother and I often visited Bharti, but for two different reasons. My mother's visit was to have Swami's darshan, whereas my visit was for this holy son of Lord Shiva who stands with a golden umbrella. It so happened that during one of my visits, I playfully toddled around the Ganesha and failed to notice a stone underneath. The next thing that happened was an unexpected fall. I fell down, crashing on both my knees to the ground.
my knees started to bleed heavily. The immediate reflex was a stream of tears gushing down my little eyes. A sevadal came immediately, picked me up, consoled me, gave me a packet of vibhuti and handed me over to my mother, who was lost in prayers. As soon as my mother saw my wound bleeding, she applied the same vibhuti on my knees. The wound disappeared. When my mother went in search of the sevadal, he wasn't there. The day, it was you, Swami, who came in the garb of a sevadal to lift me and place me in my mother's arms. My mother was there with me then, but could not anticipate my fall. But you, with the love of a thousand mothers, came to lift me. Swami, I know if I hold your hand, there might be slips despite constant efforts. But I am sure that if you hold my hand, it will be a tight hold for lives and births to come. Swami, we want to stay with you forever.
Swami, make our heart strings such that when struck by thee produces melody. Make our very being worthy enough for thy divine breath to flow through. Make our hearts throb to be in synchrony with the rhythm of thy footsteps. Let the melody of thy voice stir us within. Let the strings of our souls play the song of love at the touch of thy fingertips. Make us your holy instruments. Dearest Saima, pray accept this offering of musical notes.
It was in the year 2006. It was night and a heavy rainfall lashed the city. I was then a girl of 6 years. My mother had asked me to call the security at the back gate for some help. There were drains on the roads filled with rainwater. I was blissfully unaware of this. As I walked, I kept slipping into the puddles. Suddenly, my slippers fell off. As I bent down to pick it up from the drain, I accidentally got pulled into the muddy water. I stretched my hand out and made sounds with bangles, although I knew that the whole street was deserted. Out of the blue came 3 men, picked me up and took me home. When my mother asked who they were, they introduced themselves as the construction site workers who happened to be waiting for their daily wages. My mother thanked them and went inside to get some money for them. On returning, she was taken aback to find no one in the hallway. When I was taken to hospital, 1500 ml of drainage water was pumped out of me. When my mother made inquiries about the 3 people, the head contractor said that he had already settled the wages the previous day. It was a compassionate Lord who had come for my rescue. This whole incident is so close to my heart, for Swami had put boundless love on me and saved my life. Swami, I express my heartfelt gratitude to you.
साई उपवन की नन्ही नन्ही कलियां लाए साई के चेहरे पे गर्व की खुशियां हम हैं आंखों के नूर साई के साई प्रेम से पुलकित जीवन हमारा साई के हैं हम कंठहार साई से पूर्ण जीवन रस हमारा साई संग ही साई रंग ही साई ढंग ही हमें प्यारा कभी प्यार ही प्यार कभी प्यार भरी फटकार साई से जीवन हमारा साई बिन न कोई नजारा सदा साई 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 ही हमने प्यार से पुकारा साई 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 ही जीवन हमारा साई 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 ही जीवन हमारा
मिली जीने की वजह
Life started with a little heartbeat, a gush of air into tiny lungs. It grew into laughter when it met eyes with a part of God, Mother. It rose on knees, became a crawl, welcomed a wobbly walk, and eventually picked a steady pace. Life first bloomed with His touch, the Master touch. The train of thought ran at His will, and He answered to them, even though left behind, forgotten. It was in my fourth standard when He chose to make me realize that golden memories are not just meant to be created, but are meant to be celebrated every time they return. It was the 19th of November, 2007, the blessed day. That year, like every other, primary school students were to put up a program in Kulwant Hall. That year, the chosen name for the dance drama was Sai Leela, and the Lord chose me to play His divine role. That day, after everyone were ready in their costumes, we sat in the prayer hall to make our prayers to our beloved Lord, to help us act the role that He had given to each of us. After the prayers, before we proceeded to the Kulwant Hall, a senior sister asked us to stand beside Swami's throne in the prayer hall. She wanted to capture the moment through the lens of a camera. As we stood beside Swami's throne, a tiny thought crossed my mind. I thought, "Oh Lord, how lovely would it be, instead of the armrest, if I could actually hold Your hand." The thought was left behind, and we proceeded to the Kulwant Hall. The program went on well, and after the program, I got up, walked up to Swami, and asked Him to take a photo with us. Swami nodded in affirmation, and I happily returned to my seat. Then I got up again, realizing that there were words left unspoken. I ran back to our beloved Lord and said, "Swami, Meeru Rakandi Swami, Meeme Vastam," meaning, "Swami, You don't come, we will ourselves come." Swami smiled, a beautiful smile, the most beautiful I had ever seen in my life. He patted my cheek, held my hand, and rose. With my tiny fingers curled in those of His, with my tiny steps synchronized with the Almighty, He walked all the way from the dais to where we were seated. He lovingly looked at us and told us to look at the camera, but all we did was to look at His beautiful countenance, His charming smile. After a few moments, He took His seat again and in a very jovial manner asked, "Who put the mole on your cheek?" as He pointed to His very own. I smiled and said, "Swami, Uncle." And then Swami said, "Bottu ekkada," meaning, "Where is your bindi?" Again a thought crossed my mind. I thought, "Swami, You didn't put a bindi when You were small." To this came packed a reply. Swami said, "Neenu chinnappudu bottu pettukunevadini. Next time, bottu pettukonira." I nodded in affirmation. Little did I know that the next year for the drama, He had already chosen my role. He had chosen to play His role again. Swami, it was then that I forgot, but You remembered. And I know that if I forget or remember, all I know is that You will forever remember for me. Swami, give me the strength, give me the faith. Help me realize that You are always there by my side, holding my hand no matter what.
दास्ताएं जिनको सुन के हमारी जिंदगी में खुशियों के रंग भर जाएं।
As I was busy searching in the cupboard, the door started falling. When I realized what was happening, it was too late. I could do nothing other than to call out to you, Saima. As the door crashed on me, feeling severe pain in my head, I closed my eyes. My mother came running as she heard me call out to you. But Swami, your grace knows no bounds. My mother found that your chair, which was almost a meter away, was suddenly on the ground right in front of me, balancing that heavy door so that I was saved. Swami, you ensured that your chair came between me and the impending doom. Swami, is it not your abundant selfless love and ever-protecting eyes far beyond human reflexes and calls? Swami, as our Antaryami, you know us better than we do ourselves. You guide us and guard us even without our knowing. This bond of love is all I ask. The heart seeks no more, for there is none. O Lord of love and light, stay in my heart as I go through this world of Maya.
Thank you.
from love. We live in love. O embodiment of love, lead us back to thyself. Supporting us. With you by my side, I am at my best. With you as my soulmate, I realize nothing seems impossible.
अस्माकं सर्वस्वं साईमा चरण कमलयोः शतकोटि प्रणामः त्वमेवम् अस्माकं लक्ष्यम् अस्माकं सारथी अस्माकं मार्गदर्शकः च संरक्षकः अस्माकं जीवन आधार साईमा भवत्याः प्रेमांके वयम् उषित्वा पोषित्वा क्रीडित्वा च द्वादश कक्षायाम् आगतवन्तः अधुना वयं प्रेमपूर्ण प्रांगणं त्यक्त्वा कुत्रापि गन्तुं न इच्छामः इदानीं वयं उच्च शिक्षार्थं भिन्न भिन्न क्षेत्रेषु गमिष्यामः इति चिन्तयित्वा अस्माकं नेत्रेभ्यः निरन्तरम् अश्रुधारः प्रवहन्ति अत्र वयं स्वामिनः प्रेम छत्रछायायां सुखेन आनन्देन जीवामः तत्र गत्वा वयं भवत्याः स्मरणं कृत्वा जीविष्यामः भवत्याः निष्काम प्रेम शिक्षा जीवन मूल्यानि धारयित्वा जीवनं यापिष्यामः भवत्याः प्रेरणया आशीर्वाद कृपाभिः सह अस्माकं जीवनं भवत्याः प्रेम सन्देशः भविष्यति हृदय निवासी साईमा अस्माकं प्रेमाञ्जलि स्वीकरोतु सदा सर्वदा भवत्याः सन्निधिं प्रदास्यतु
July 2015, Swami showed that He was in us, within us, amidst us and around us. It was on the examination day, and as we were all assembling in the class after our breakfast, my eyes fell on an astonishingly beautiful shining spot on Swami's photo at our class altar. As I closed in, I realized that it was the ambrosia of love, the elixir of bliss, flowing in a tangible form. The drops of Amrit sanctified our hearts and drowned them in endless streams of love and gratitude. Dearest Sai Ma, we are ever grateful to Thee.
Its mysteries, You were always there beside us, Swami. 12 memorable years have rolled by with you supervising every move of ours. A little stumble here and there did not matter, for this heart knew that you were always there to raise us up again. Though the distance that's between us may now seem far, but deep within, we know that you still are, never gone, never far. In our hearts is where you are. Swami, we beseech thee to grant us the strength to uplift the grandeur of your divine name and live up to your expectations. Swami, you taught us that little things can make perfection, but perfection itself is not to be belittled. You caught us by your hand and led the way. You taught us to live. Tumse hi sikha humne jeena. Aaj jo kuch hum hai, kyunki tere saath hum hai. Sai shukriya, sai shukriya, sai shukriya. Jai Sai Ram.
ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಔಷಧಿಯೋ Salud.